fire on the earth. Our Holy Father has said the church is missionary by her very nature. The church exists to evangelize. He's called for a new springtime of evangelization. To help us obtain the tools each of us needs to answer the church's call, this is Fire on the Earth. Here is our host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome to Fire on the Earth. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and we're here again today with my good friend, colleague, and mentor, Ralph Martin, president and founder of Renewal Ministries and professor at Sacred Heart Major Seminary and Pontifical Council for Evangelization and author and just a tremendous, I think, prophet of our time and great teacher in our time. And good to have you back, Ralph.
Congratulations on your new grandchild.
Yes, thank you, thank you, thank you. And friends, if you didn't have a chance to tune into the program yesterday, we began what's going to be a week of programs with Ralph. And we're talking about really the holiness of God, what we're called to. We're talking about the reality of sin and what sin is, because we're concerned that today, it's just there's so little attention paid to the seriousness of sin and the cost, and lots of people, a lot of baptized people are very laissez-faire about sin, and it's just so direct opposition to and contradiction to how Jesus approached sin and God, what God thinks of sin. The Son of God became one of us and laid down his life to deal with sin. It took Jesus' death. It took the blood of Christ. It took God acting in his own story to deal with the sin problem. And, all the saints say the same thing. They're all dialed in and very serious about this. So we're going to continue to talk about it today. Ralph, I thought maybe a good point of departure was you referred yesterday to John 3:16. And I just want to read it and beyond, because it's the beyond. I think it would be helpful for us to touch on. It's the beyond that never gets
talked
about.
The before, the after, the, yeah, right.
And most of us know John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God sent his son into the world, not to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. He who believes in him is not condemned. He who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. And this is the judgment, that the light has come into the world, but men loved darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil.
Oh my goodness. There's so much there.
Yeah.
That is
just share whatever's in your heart about those passages, right?
That's so important for us to hear. Because Jesus says, not everybody who says, Lord, Lord, that will get into the kingdom of God, but those who do the will of his Father in heaven. So we need to not only hear the word of God, but to heed it. But a lot of us haven't even heard this. Let's just start right at the beginning, John 3:16. God loved the world so much. This is all about love, Peter. This is love. This is a God who acts for love. This is a God who's willing to die for love. This is a God who's willing to suffer for love. It's all about love. The whole message, the whole revelation is rooted in love. And the way that love comes to us now that we've rebelled against God, now that we're under the power of the evil one, now that we've committed personal sins and have the effect of original sin, now that we're living in a culture that's leading us astray, the way that, love comes to us now is in the person of his Son, Jesus. That's where the love is. That's where the mercy is. That's where the holiness is. That's where the forgiveness is. And that's where we need to come to get that. Now people say, no, wait a second now. You know, I've become a Buddhist recently. I find that very meaningful. Or, you know, friends of mine have become, you know, Muslims, and they find that very meaningful. Well, all well and done, but the fact is that nobody can be reconciled to God except by the blood of Jesus Christ. And it is possible, maybe we'll talk about this later in a program, under certain particular circumstances for people to come into contact with the blood of Jesus Christ without even knowing it. But that's normally not what happens. Normally, the way people accept and receive forgiveness of sins is to believe in Jesus. So here's the love. It comes to us in Jesus. But notice what happened. Everybody who believes in him, you know, the response of trust, the response of belief. Now, another place in Scripture says not to believe in the testimony that God gives to his own son is to make him a liar. And we very seldom think about unbelief as a serious sin. You know, Francis Martin, in exegeting some things in John's gospel, says that one of the gravest sins we see in Scripture is the sin of unbelief, the sin of not yielding our mind and heart to a light that God is giving. And later on in that passage you just read, we read about the light had come into the world, but people loved the darkness more than the light because they didn't want to expose their deeds of darkness to the light and go through the painful process of conversion, the painful process of dying with Christ and rising with him, the painful process of admitting we don't know it all, giving up being a know-it-all, and becoming a disciple who learns from Jesus. And so there's just so much in this passage here, Peter. And here's the consequences. The love comes to us in Jesus, but we need to respond to that love with faith and obedience. If we do, we will not perish. And you read there, right there in the text, that people who don't believe are condemned already. We bring condemnation ourselves by not accepting the sacrifice of Christ. And of course, it is a very grave thing not to accept the sacrifice of Christ. It is a very grave thing not to believe the testimony that God the Father and that God the Holy Spirit is given to who Jesus is. He's speaking to the human race today, saying, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." Mm-hmm. Not to listen to the Son is a very grave sin and puts us in danger of condemnation and perishing. But the merciful good news is that if we believe in the Son, if we humble ourselves and accept him, if we humble ourselves and admit our sin and receive forgiveness, we can have eternal life and everything that flows from that.
This is such a powerful passage, what you're underlining there in particular. Because we, as I say, we all know the part that for God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believed in him would not die but have eternal life. It's beautiful. It's absolutely true. But John makes it very clear what's at stake, and that it's belief in God, in the Son of God, and his sacrifice. And that what belief is a full surrender of our mind, heart, and will to God and the offer of the Son and repentance and coming to baptism, that whole thing. But he said, if you don't do that, you are already condemned. He said, okay, I'm condemned. You're condemned because you didn't believe in the name. You didn't believe in the name of Jesus. Yeah. I mean, this is what this passage says. Now, people may not like it. Wait a minute. You know, that doesn't seem fair. That doesn't seem right. And I think that's kind of what goes on in our minds, you know, in our fallen, darkened minds. Yeah. We feel like, well, it doesn't compute for us. I mean, it's just not fair.
No, that's exactly right. And that's a sign of help there. Yeah. And I think of that passage in the book of Revelation where the Holy Spirit says to one of the early Christian communities, you say that you see and yet you don't see, you're blind. You say that you're rich and the fact is you're poor. The fact is that you really need to admit your need, that you're not smart, that you're not rich, that you're not seeing, but the fact that you're blind. And so all I can say is that what it takes is a conviction of the Holy Spirit. Now, the Holy Spirit comes in the preaching of the Word. The Holy Spirit's in this word that you read, Peter. So when people hear this, their natural mind, which is fallen, which is blind, rises up in rebellion. But the Holy Spirit's there to give the grace of illumination. The Holy Spirit's there to give the grace of, wait a second, there's a quality to this word that I haven't met before. There's something about this word that's tugging on my heart. There's something that's coming up warning me that I'm in danger here of covering over revelation to hold on to my own darkness. So all I can say is that when the human mind rears up in rebellion, the Holy Spirit is there to give the grace of humility and repentance. And let's just pray for people hearing this right now that as their human mind is rearing up in rebellion, that they also are able to perceive the voice of the Lord, the grace of God, the grace of repentance, the grace of humility, the grace of saying yes to the light, and all that can begin to unfold in their life. And it is an awesome moment. The moment of conversion is an awesome moment, and hard choices and a big struggle. And I know people are struggling right now with this word and struggling right now with the realities. And we just, Lord, have mercy. Lord, give grace. Yeah. Lord, give light. Help people to receive this word. Jesus says, if you live according to my word, you will know the truth and the truth will set you free. If you accept the word, even though you don't fully understand it, understanding is going to grow. Freedom's going to grow. The joy of the gospel is going to really take root in your heart, and you're going to be more and more see and understand the truth and the profound beauty of all this.
Mm-hmm. Ralph, you know, today it seems one of the reasons why passages like this aren't talked about very much is because it seems so negative to people. Let's not communicate a negative message to people. And there's a kind of therapeutic approach, a therapeutic diagnosis that goes on with leaders to say, well, my people can't handle this, so I'm not going to say it like Jesus said it. I don't want to talk about sin that directly because some people aren't going to like it, or they may not come back, or they're just going to be down on themselves or something like that. How do you respond to those kinds of attitudes?
We're going to all have to answer before the judgment seat of Christ about whether we faithfully passed on to us what he's asked us to pass on to others. And if we fear human beings more than God, we're going to be in deep trouble on Judgment Day. Mm-hmm. If we have, through a false compassion, through a cowardness, through fear, not told people the truth that they need to know in order to be saved, we have done them a terrible disservice, and we have terribly disobeyed what God has asked us to do. So we need to keep our eyes on the Lord. We need to fear God more than human beings, and we need to be ever so careful to diligently receive the word, like you were reading it today, Peter, and pass it on without adding to it or taking it away. The Lord knows that people are going to have trouble with this. They need to have trouble with it in order to wake up and come to conversion. If we're afraid of people having trouble with God's word and change God's word, we're in trouble.
Yeah, and what often manifests in us is a desire to be liked or a desire to be successful.
Yeah.
It's the fear of men more than the fear of healthy fear of God. It's the fear of men and men's opinions and the rest of it. That, I mean, it's a human temptation that we have. It's part of our fallenness, but we have to let the word of God. People have often said, you know, to understand the word of God, you have to stand under the word of God.
Yeah.
We have to really come under the word of God and its authority. Another thing people will say is that some of these words, like, you know, John's gospel say, but he who does not believe is condemned already, is they don't talk about it because those are not loving words. You know, the loving words are the really tender, warm, affectionate things that Jesus says.
Yeah.
But the harder words people will avoid because somehow they don't think it's loving.
Yeah. Well, that is so foolish. Every word that Jesus speaks is a word of love. Everything that Jesus tells us is because he loves us. And to edit Jesus, to change the word, is so foolish. Only Jesus knows what human beings need to hear. Only Jesus knows what's in the human heart. Only Jesus knows what needs to be passed on to people for the sake of the salvation. We are so foolish to think that only some words that Jesus speaks are loving words. Every word he speaks is loving, particularly the hard ones.
Yeah.
Particularly the hard ones. Because we need to be woken. We need to be called to conversion, repentance. We need not just to be said, you're okay and I'm okay. So it isn't okay that Jesus wants to make okay.
Yeah.
And that means a little confrontation with our own pride, a little confrontation with our own self-satisfaction, and a big confrontation with the lies that the evil one has planted in our minds.
Yeah, no, that's very well said. And I think sometimes you can get in the thought, okay, Jesus died once and it happened, and we're really grateful for it, and that's really good, but now he wants us to be happy and to live the life we want to live, and we don't really come to terms with the words that he's speaking to us, and the word of his sacrifice, but also the words that he's proclaimed to us, and how alarming, how serious, how urgent, how keen it is that we all be clear-minded and clear-hearted about what's at stake, and that's what I'd like to talk more in the next program about. So look forward to it. Friends, the Lord is revealing to us the truth about the condition of our hearts and our need for his love and salvation. It's here for you because he loves you. Open your heart to him and say yes. God bless you. Have a good day.
This has been Fire on the Earth. It's heard here Monday through Friday at this time. Our host has been Peter Herbig, Vice President of Missions at Renewal Ministries. You can contact Peter or listen again to this program on the web at renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is brought to you by Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, in this year of mercy, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, St. Francis Used Words. St. Francis is really a model of mercy, and he communicated that mercy through both deeds and through words. And Pope Francis reminds us that each one of us is called to do the same. If you'd like a copy of this free booklet, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789.